The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. Want the real story behind the sound bites and headlines? Let's find the facts. Remember, it's not a conspiracy theory if it's the truth. You are not paranoid or confused. You just need to know.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Need to Know, our weekly visit here on TKR, where I bring you up to date with everything that's swirling around my cranium and talk about things that I've observed, things that I have on my mind. And I have a whole different theme. I had a whole different theme. Let's get our punctuation correct. My fourth grade teacher, Miss Carlisle, wouldn't like me saying have instead had. I had a lot on my mind today, but I've kind of going to take a little bit of a departure and talk about something that happened in the news yesterday. And it's something that seems to be happening more and more. And I'm very disturbed, concerned, perturbed, pissed off. I mean, whatever you want to say, it's irritating, but it's also maddening. In Boulder, Colorado yesterday, a group of about 30 people had this weekly ritual on Sundays where for the last, I don't know, 25, 30 weeks in a row, they've gathered and walked just a couple of blocks down kind of the main roads, main stretch going into Boulder, Colorado, which folks are probably familiar with, a town that's the home of Colorado University, about, I don't know, 35 or 40 minutes from Denver, a very liberal town. It's a college town, and a lot of those are that way. But these folks are people from all kinds of different persuasions, a lot of them Jewish, a lot of them, you know, different kind of ideological sorts. But what they do, the reason for this little walk they do on every Sunday is to show support for people being held hostage all around the world, and particularly right now by the Hamas terrorist group in Gaza. And of course, they're kind of a counterbalance. They're not really political in nature. It's more just for solidarity and for prayer and reflection, hoping those people that were just snatched away from their regular lives and have now been in captivity for well beyond a year. That was October 7th, 2023. So we are in at the year and a half mark. It's already June now, as most of you are aware. And in that situation, October of 2025 is not that far down the road. That will be 2 years. And just imagine in your own situation, you're going about your life. A lot of these people were attending a music concert on that evening, or just walking around their neighborhood, maybe walking their dog. Some of them were actually at home. Others were in their cars, going wherever they're going, like a typical Saturday night. And all of a sudden, they're accosted, and a lot of them, over 1,400 of them, were murdered. But several hundred, I think the original number was somewhere almost close to 400 people, were taken and abducted, thrown into a car or a truck. A couple of ladies were even thrown over a guy's lap on a motorcycle. Motorcycles took them out. But just imagine your life is completely interrupted just in the wink of an eye, where you're on your way to wherever you're going on a Saturday night. And next thing you know, you are taken by some kind of desperado and hauled off into another country, incarcerated underground in what I can only imagine is just horrendous circumstances. Some of the people that actually were released back 6 or 7 months ago when negotiations began were so emaciated they weren't even recognizable. It's got to be the most epic hell on earth I can possibly imagine, to all of a sudden realize that the valuable days of your life are spent in captivity for some kind of fanatical movement that, you know, again, you are not so much being taken because of any view you have or ideological idea. You are being taken to be a pawn in this high stakes game. And the reason that you weren't murdered and taken instead was because the backlash was going to be so severe from Israel and the civilized world that you are in captivity as one of these hostages. You are there because you are kind of the bargaining chip. You are the protection from Israel just wiping out Hamas and basically just going scorched earth over the Gaza Peninsula. Since you are in captivity, the Israeli response had to be somewhat subdued in deference to trying to keep you alive. Some have been murdered by their captives when Israel has closed in on their location. They found, I think, 23 of them in one spot, basically shot because the gig was up. They were about to be overrun by Israeli forces. Anyway, that's a big preface to why these people have been in this circumstance. But this group in Colorado, which ranged in age from people 55 to into their 80s, these are older people, you know, again, a lot of them from different walks of life. But the reason they gathered on Sunday was just to show support for these poor people that have been cast into this drama. And you can say, you know, just like we talk about innocence, I don't know that anybody is really in this conflict innocent, but these were just regular people. These were not Israeli government officials. These were not, you know, Israeli military. There were some that had some military service, but everybody in Israel is designated in that way. You've got to do service to your country there. But the bottom line is, just like you always hear about, quote, innocent Palestinians in Gaza. And there are a lot of people. Once again, Hamas is a terrorist organization, but the innocent people of Palestine, that are of Palestinian persuasion. And again, it's important to note, because it has been misreported and really just mischaracterized that the Israelis somehow forced the Palestinian people from their homeland. They established the Gaza area as the Palestinian homeland. But the bottom line is, Israel didn't even create itself. It was created after World War II by predominantly Great Britain, but with the support of all the allied countries, including America, because so many displaced Jews after World War II, where Hitler slaughtered 6 million of them. These are the most oppressed people in the history of the world, going all the way back to the Babylonians in the ancient centuries and working your way up through the Persians and the Romans, of course, the Nazis, who I just mentioned. Jews have been senselessly murdered and put in terrible positions of abuse and cruelty throughout the history of the civilized world. So all of a sudden, you've got this new narrative in this century that all these academics and other people talk about. There's only two people or two groups of people that they recognize: oppressors and the oppressed. And now, after being oppressed for centuries, the Jewish people, the Israelis, are being stamped with the oppressor label, and the poor innocent Palestinians are being given the oppressed designation. And the conflict is far more complicated than that. And the innocent Palestinians who you always hear about are people that have elected this terrorist group. For many years, they were under control of Yasser Arafat and the Palestinian Liberation Organization. The citizens at large got disgruntled because they always felt like they were compromising and getting pushed around by the Western world. That's why there's such hostility. So we've reached a point now in this country where we've got so many invaders, and some people may be sensitive to me using that term because you still hear the word immigrant. An immigrant is not a person in the country illegally. An immigrant, I've hyped on this many times. Immigration, by definition, go look it up, a legal process to enter a country. Legal process. There's no such thing as an illegal immigrant. There's no such thing as someone in the country who has any right to be here unless they've gone through the proper channels. If you've got a student visa, if you've got some kind of temporary work permit, okay. But anybody who's come into this country under false premise of just sneaking in without being processed or claiming asylum from countries that don't have any danger being posed to them. Asylum is not grantable under the auspices of, well, I hate my country and I can't get a good job there. If that's the case, that's fine. You apply for legal immigration to come in and go through the process. And it's not an easy one. You've got to go through a lot of different hurdles to get that done and to achieve citizenship. But it's just to come in the country and act like you are just accepted and you don't have any requirements for that right to citizenship is ridiculous. It would be like me going and buying a green jacket at some thrift store and declaring myself a member of Augusta National Golf Club. The first time I walked through the gates and went out to the first tee and tried to hit a shot, I think security would be tackling me because I'm not authorized to be there. Now, maybe I believe that I have every right to be there, but that's not how it works. And citizenship in this country is the same way. So we continue to have these incidents with all of these illegal people in this country perpetrating these horrific crimes. This one is bad enough, is indescribably hideous, attacking a bunch of old people just trying to do a walk and a prayer vigil for people that are being held hostage. Their intent's not political. They're not weighing in on one side or the other of the conflict in Gaza. They are only showing support for people that have had their lives disrupted. And, you know, on the counterpart to this, I know people that would argue with me that, well, what about the poor Palestinian people? The Israelis have taken away their homeland and their way of life, and they are making their life miserable. Thousands of them are starving. The conditions in the Gaza Strip are just abhorrent. All that might be true, but the Palestinian people elected the Hamas terrorist representatives to be in charge of their area. And the world has responded with aid like you can't even imagine. These giant transport planes, truckload after truckload of relief supplies. And guess what? All of that gets hijacked by Hamas and sold on the black market. Very little of it gets in the hands of the actual Palestinian people. Hamas is an awful organization that is not in interested whatsoever in any kind of peaceful coexistence. They exist for one purpose and one purpose only: to drive the Israelis and the Jewish population from the river to the sea, the Jordan River to the Dead Sea. That means walk them right into the ocean, drown their ass, get rid of them. That's what they live for. That's what the whole Hamas movement has been about. And these people that are on college campuses or at these big protests in major cities screaming, "I am Hamas," this is a terrorist organization who senselessly murdered 1,400 people on October 7th, 2023. People, once again, who were out walking their dog or simply maybe in the backyard enjoying a nice evening, or thousands of people at a music festival. These people had lives and they were completely disrupted. And, you know, whether or not you want to, however you want to weigh in, this situation is absolutely terrible. And the fact that people in this country that are not even supposed to be here are killing American citizens over this absurdity of over this global conflict that they have nothing to do with. 2 weeks ago, two kids, I'll call them kids, one was right at 30, the other, the young lady was only 26, who were engaged to be married. They both worked at the Israeli embassy in Washington. They were at an event at the Jewish Museum, which was not a political event. It was an event for people to come in and pledge opportunities for people in depressed situations, including the Palestinian people in Gaza. It was an event at the Jewish Museum, which chronicles what I talked about at the beginning of the show, that this is the most oppressed race of people that our world has ever seen. And now, because a bunch of left-wing academics have decided that they are the bully and they are the oppressor, now you've got a whole generation of young people brainwashed, not knowing, they couldn't point out Gaza or Israel on a map if you paid them $1,000. And they're out there campaigning, yelling, "I am Hamas." Young women yelling, "I am Hamas." If they are Hamas, guess what? They wouldn't be out in public. They wouldn't be walking around with their heads uncovered. They would have to be head to toe shrouded in these, they look to me like beekeeper outfits, because these ancient, archaic, prehistoric people believe that women have no role in society other than to serve their men and to, you know, be restricted to the house, not be able to walk around in public, not be educated. These girls, these American children of privilege at these Ivy League schools yelling, "I am Hamas," they don't have a freaking clue. It's absolutely absurd to see what's going on in this country. And now, if it turns to violence, which it has in the last 2 weeks, with an idiot who was I'm not even sure which country, but he's Hispanic. The guy's name was Elias Rodriguez, another guy that would probably have no idea where Israel is, where the Gaza Strip is, not a shred of knowledge about what the history of that conflict is and what it's all about. He feels compelled to go to Washington because he finds out about that event, which is kept secret, by the way, because they're worried about security. But Elias Rodriguez, who has as much to do with this whole conflict in the Middle East as, you know, pick a random guy in Norway. There's absolutely no relation. He goes there and hangs around outside. And when these kids come out to go back and after that event about 9 o'clock, he guns them down in the street. He shoots the guy twice. The young lady is shot. She's trying to crawl away. He catches up to her and puts a gun to her head and kills a 26-year-old girl. She wasn't even Jewish. She was engaged to the young man who was from Israel. He had just bought her a ring. They were getting ready to go back to Jerusalem for the weekend in front of his family where he was going to formally propose. This is wiping out two young lives. It was a senseless act of brutality and violence and sheer cold-blooded murder. And for what? So he can go back inside the event and yell, "Free Palestine." Again, I guarantee you this guy doesn't have 1 ounce of knowledge about what the conflict's about or the history of the whole region. The fact that this Palestinian homeland has been passed back and forth between every major civilization since the beginning of time. This has been disputed land all the way back to the Babylonians and the Greeks and the Romans. I mentioned the Persians. Everybody's had control of this region at one time or another. The Egyptians, all the way up through all of the centuries of civilization. So to suggest that this was the Palestinian homeland and the evil Israelis forced them off into this hellhole life that they live is absolutely preposterous. But that's the narrative that's being perpetrated here. And it's bad enough that Americans are not educated enough, are not taught history, are just indoctrinated, not educated now in the highest circles of our, you know, university system, the Ivy League, which used to be universally respected. Now Harvard is so anxious for diversity and importing people from all over the world and bringing in people that are not academically qualified. Do you know at Harvard, they have remedial math programs that you can take as a class at Harvard? So basically, people with no skills whatsoever can take remedial classes in all kinds of things at Harvard, where you're paying, you know, $100,000, $150,000, whatever it is for a year of tuition. It's absolutely absurd where these institutions have gone. But now, with all of these illegals in the country, you have situations where not the best and brightest from around the world, which is what immigration's all about. You have restricted immigration procedures in so many countries like Australia. You can't go live in Australia, even Ireland. You can't go live there unless you're a person of great means that can contribute to their society, or you have some kind of a reason to convince them that you are going to be an attribute to their society and not a burden. So many of these people in this country illegally are living off the government and perpetrating violent offenses and all kinds of criminal enterprise. It's just absurd that we continue to coddle and facilitate this. And with the Trump administration coming in and saying enough, it's over. We are getting these people out of this country. They are right now going with a daily goal of 3,000 deportations a day, and it will be take forever since the Biden administration opened the borders and let anywhere estimated from 12 to 20 million people just stroll into this country. And it's you and me and every other taxpayer that is basically supporting these folks. And ask people in Chicago how much they're liking it. People in Chicago, where there's already so many social problems, so many problems with crime, so many other issues to deal with, these people have been pushed aside. Their schools, their community centers, their open space has now been allocated, a lot of their housing, to these illegal invaders, and people in Chicago are being completely ignored. They're Americans. A government's not giving them anything or just the bare minimum to stay alive. So there's great unrest in this country, and all of this opposition to the Trump administration trying to get these people back to wherever they came from and get them out of here because they're not here legally. The leftists are screaming, these people deserve due process. No, they don't. If they are in this country illegally, they are criminals. They are breaking the law. And you know who backs that up? The Constitution of the United States. There's pushes for them to have driver's licenses. There is a dream that someday in the near future, these blocks of people that have been brought in here will be allowed to vote in American elections. They know that you, American citizens, are not going to yield your individual freedom and liberty for their Marxist dream of a big central government that controls everything. And that's at the end of the day, as I've told you repeatedly on this show, that's the goal. Power, control, and the untold wealth that comes with it. And having a free press, a printing press, to just crank out more and more money and completely doom any of our future descendants with this unbelievable debt level. It's like, well, I'm only going to be here for a certain amount of time, so I don't care what happens down the road. This has got to stop, and it's got to stop now. And when it turns to violence, when it turns to a illegal, and that's the other big scam here, these people that get these work permits and these different visas, and then they just don't honor them. Their time's up and they don't go away. They stay here and they stay in the shadows. And this has been going on for 50 years in this country. We don't have any follow-up. It's why we're finding so much fraud, abuse, waste, and theft in government, because the Congress allocates money and it goes to all of these different organizations and all of these different bureaus and agencies and non-government outfits, and they just dish it out any way they want. There's no follow-up. There's no accountability. There's no responsibility. It's got to stop. And Americans have to stand up and say, that's it. We've had enough. Remember the line from the movie, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. All of you need to get mad, because this movement, this dream of importing a brand new generation of illegal Americans from every corner of the globe, because they're used to living in restrictive, governments where they're expected to be compliant, and they are certainly happy to make that deal in exchange for having all of their needs cared for: housing, schooling, food in a lot of cases, opportunities for employment. The argument is too that we have to have these immigrants because these are all the only people having children. The American population is starting to wither on the vine because Americans don't want to have families anymore. So we need to import immigrants to have future generations, and we need immigrants to do the labor work that Americans don't want to do. Those are ridiculous arguments. Those are just justification arguments. Again, I'm not anti anybody. I don't have politics. I don't rail against anybody in the world. I think there are some that are evil. I certainly think there are others that are. And I already used the word evil. I was about to use it again, but individually and collectively, but there's a bigger group that concerns me, the ones that are ignorant to what the real facts in the world are and are operating on a premise of this is not right, this is not just, when they don't have a shred of knowledge. You could fit their knowledge of geopolitics and what's happening in the rest of the world inside a thimble. This is the problem right now. in this narrative, you've got a compliant media here who is outraged that the Trump administration is breaking up families and sending people back to their country. Well, they need to take their whole family with them. We had the recent deal with the guy in Maryland, the father from Maryland, who turns out to be an MS-13 gangbanger and is pulled over in Tennessee, transporting 8 human beings with no identification, no luggage. He's taking them from Texas to Maryland or wherever he was taking them. But clearly human trafficking. Even the Tennessee State Trooper told his partner, well, you know what this is. This guy's a human trafficker. But he was ordered by the Biden administration Justice Department to just let them go. This is not an organic thing. This was planned. This was an invasion of the country that's being financed and perpetrated by extreme leftist globalists who think America is inherently corrupt and needs to be brought down. And if you want to live in a country like that, that is under the thumb of Marxist rule, I'm not speaking out of line here. I'm telling you that's the goal. They want big, controlling central government telling you what you can do for a living, where you can live, what you can wear, what you can heat your house with, what you can drive down the street. If you can leave your particular area, they want to take away your individual rights and freedoms and liberties and put it in their category because they know best. They are the world elitists. They are the globalists. America is a failed experiment in their opinion, and America needs to use its might and its wealth and its resources to be a good citizen for the rest of the world. Well, I'm all for the rest of the world, but figure out your own problems. My country has done enough. My country is clocking out. We're going to worry about America, and when we're American first, and that is dismissed as some kind of racist, xenophobic, whatever you want to call it, principle. That's where we've landed here, folks. And it's time to start to realize I'm not so much America first. I am Americans first. My sons, my grandchildren, your sons and children, you, everybody in your family, everybody in your neighborhood. I am pro-American. God bless the USA. It's time for Americans to take care of other Americans and put aside all of this division, all of this created turmoil that they are trying to disrupt this country from within, because we are unassailable from ourselves. We've seen the enemy, and it is us. And the people that are stirring this up, we got to look in the mirror and realize we're being played by globalists, elitists, and Marxists who want control of this country and will do anything to get it. So the first step to restoring Americans, restoring America, is catering to Americans who are my brothers and sisters I love dearly, and I want all of them to have the kind of life that America was conceived on a hill where all eyes are cast upon. And the first step in that process is to get these people that are invading this country and disrespecting our laws, our traditions, and are really just being used in their own right, manipulators who want control, power, and wealth, and make America a global citizen. I'm happy to be a global citizen, but only secondarily to putting Americans first. And that's what I have for you today here on Need to Know. I think it's important that everybody rise up, realizes what's happening in this country, and stop being manipulated. Whether you are an illegal person in the country or you are a card-carrying American citizen, it's time to stop being pushed and shoved into a position that none of us want to be in. And it's really time to pull that plug right this minute. I'll be back with you next week. Say a prayer for the people that were assaulted by this Egyptian maniac in Colorado. And also say a prayer for all of these leaders who believe in all this sanctuary city crap and are looking the other way while Americans are being abused and murdered in all kinds of corners of this country. It's time to put our own citizens, our own brothers and sisters, and our own families first, and the rest of the world be damned. I'm Kip Kiefer. Thank you for listening to another edition of Need to Know.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.